Hey everybody, welcome to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. Here's today's message.
Well, hello there and welcome to my podcast. I'm your host, Daniel McCluskey. Hey, today we're going to find out what the Bible says about worrying. You know, we all do it, but do we have to? Is worrying something we should accept in our lives, or does God say there's something better for us? We're going to find out today. Hey, do you remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? It was sung by Bobby McFerrin, and it actually won Song of the Year in 1988. If you haven't heard it, or you haven't heard it in a while, go listen to it on YouTube. I'll tell you what, it's going to make you smile. But you know what? Let's look at God's word, and I'm going to tell you something. It's going to make us all smile today. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, the Bible says this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." He says, "Be anxious for nothing." The Living Bible translates it this way. It's pretty good. I'm going to read Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says this, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God your needs. Don't forget to thank him for his answers. If you do this, you will experience God's peace, which is far more wonderful than a human mind can understand. His peace will keep your thoughts and your hearts quiet and at rest as you trust in Christ Jesus." Isn't that beautiful? I mean, here we have the Bible telling us something. Don't worry. Don't be fearful. Don't have this anxiety operating in your life. But instead, in other words, replace worry, fear, doubt. Replace it with prayer. Now, of course, we're not talking about a religious concept of prayer. We're talking about our relationship with our Heavenly Father, and we're communicating to him. We're talking with him. The word "don't worry" literally means to draw in different directions. The Greek word is marizo, and that literally means to divide or separate thought. It's a two-way of thinking that's going on in your head, and each of these thoughts are contradicting one another. So when we're in anxiety, fear, worry, that's what's taking place. We've got all this distracting thoughts going on in our lives. And the sad thing about it is it's affecting our body. It's affecting our emotions. It's not a good thing. And here we have God's word telling us, don't do this that is causing bad in your life. He cares about you. God really cares. I mean, his word is filled with these nuggets, these awesome nuggets of truths that are for us to have better lives. Next, he says, okay, so he says, don't worry. Don't worry about stuff. Don't be anxious. Don't have anxiety. But he says, we're to pray about everything. Pray about everything. So the verse says, pray and supplication with thanksgiving. Pray supplication with thanksgiving. Now, it's interesting to note here that these are actually three types of prayer in the Bible. Pray, supplication, thanksgiving. Now, if you don't know this, I'll let you know right now that there are six different words for prayer in the Bible. And here we have three of them. So the first one is pray or prayer. And this word is the most frequent used word for prayer. And it's prosukomai, prosukomai. That is the most frequent word for prayer. And this is communicating with someone you love, someone that you're real close to. So when this word's being used, which again, it's the most frequent one used, it's in our relationship with the Father, that relationship that should be close, filled with love, filled with hope. I mean, this is where you're talking to the person that's closest to you, how you would talk to them. So that's the word, what it says, don't be anxious. Don't be fearful about anything, but in prayer, close relationship with God. Talk with Him. Talk with Him. You know, the word is used in Luke chapter 6, verse 12, and it says this: at that time, Jesus went to the mountain to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer to God. And that's using the word prosukomai. So here we're seeing that Jesus operated in this type of communication. And this is when he was, you know, it's right before he's going to the cross. So it's this close relationship talk with God. And he did this all the time. First Thessalonians 5:16 says this: be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you to belong to Christ Jesus in life. Now look at that. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Prosukame. Pray all the time. So we're seeing that when it comes to communicating with God, we must have this close relationship in our prayer. You know, when God's saying, don't worry, and that worry again is drawing us in different directions, it just reminds me of James in chapter 1 when he says, I believe it's verse 6, he says, when you ask for something, don't have doubts. A person who doubts is like a wave that's blown by the wind and tossed by the sea. He goes on to say, a person who has doubts shouldn't expect to receive anything from the Lord. What is that telling you? We're supposed to expect, but if we're doubting, we shouldn't expect, because when we're doubting, we're thinking about two different things at the same time. And if we're thinking about two different things that are opposite, they contradict each other, we're not in a position of strength. We're not in a position of faith. And so that in itself is showing us that it's so important, so very important to get single-minded. Focus in God's will for us. His will is, don't worry, talk to me. Don't worry, talk to me. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about issues. Let's communicate to me. And again, it's not communicating to someone that you know or communicating to someone that you've just met. No, he's saying, communicate to me like I'm the closest one in your life. I mean, that is so beautiful. That is beautiful. The next word is supplication. That's the Greek word deesis. And this communication is concerning anything that has to do with need or something wanted. Now, this usually carries a strong emotion with it. So we first talk about the communication that's connected to a close relationship. Now we get to the second word of prayer that's used in the Bible that's connected to asking for a need. It's something that you're really feeling emotional about. In Hebrews 5:7, the Bible says that during his life on earth, Jesus prayed to God, who could save him from death. He prayed and pleaded with loud crying and tears, and he was heard because of his devotion to God. He prayed deesis and pleaded with loud crying tears. So that's showing us that in this area of need and something that you're wanting in your life, it's not just something, you know, I want an extra taco, or, you know what I'm saying? It's not something that's just flippant in life. It's something that we're talking about, a strong need in our lives, something that we're looking at that's affecting us. God's showing us, listen, talk to me. Talk to me. Bring these things to me. I don't know about you, but already I'm just like, oh man, is this awesome? Starts off with quit worrying, and then he moves right into get connected with me. Let's go over these things. Let's talk about these things. God's not wanting you to just talk to him about stuff just so he can hear you. He's wanting you to talk to him because that is a position of trust, faith, belief in him. This is what God wants for you. He wants you to trust him. And that's why he's saying, come to me, talk to me. Oh my goodness, this is beautiful. Now, the third word, thanksgiving, and yeah, this is another word for prayer. It's eucharisteo, eucharisteo. And that is it's an attitude of being thankful. It carries a joyful emotion with it. It's actually, I believe, the fourth used word for prayer. So when we're talking about praying, thanksgiving should be always involved in your communication to God. We should always be thanking him. He's so good. He's an awesome God. And, you know, I see in Scripture that Jesus does this when, like on the loaves of the fishes, when he fed, you know, all these people before he broke the bread and before he started giving out the fish, he gave thanks to God. He also did it with communion. Before he broke the bread, before he gave out the cup, he said he gave thanks. God's giving, I mean, here we have Jesus giving thanks to the Father for what? For the provision, for what's about to happen. Oh, this is awesome. Listen, I got some good advice for you. If you want a good short prayer before you eat prayer, you know how the tendency for a lot of people is they think they got to really pray long before they start eating, and all of a sudden all your food's cold. And, you know, we don't have to be doing these long-winded prayers right before we eat. That's not doing anything. I mean, I know me and my family, we get straight to the point. Thank you, Father. Bless the food. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the provision. Bless it. It's going to be good for our body. And that's all you have to do. Don't be religious in your prayers. Don't be religious in thinking that this is some type of like a magic wand that's waved over stuff you do. It's our connection to God. We're recognizing him in every area of life. And that's something we have to understand. It's relationship, and it's beautiful. It's awesome. So let's look at this thing again. We're communicating with that close, connected prayer. We're bringing forth our needs and wants to him, and we're not just doing it with, you know, an attitude, I really don't care, but we have strong emotion with it. And then we're giving thanks because I know this, when God hears and he's a part of our life in communication and prayer, he's going to take care of it. He's going to provide all our needs. He's going to take care of these things because he is a loving God. He's a loving Father, and he truly, truly, truly wants our best. That's why Jesus said, I have come in John 10:10, I have come to give them life and life more abundantly. That is the will of the Father. That is his desire. Listen, over many years, through many experiences, I've learned that I need to be proactive to keep my spiritual life strong. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy in my spiritual walk. I want to be in control of my life. I can't let my soul do that. I have to allow my spirit to be strong and for it to literally dictate to my emotions, my will. And by doing that, I create these pathways in my mind that create habits that are good ones, tied to the Word of God, tied to things that will produce life and life abundantly in my life. But I got to be proactive. We can't ignore spiritual life and expect to remain strong. Just like, you know, it's like our bodies. You know, we need regular care. We need to pay attention to our bodies. And we got to feed them correctly. We need to exercise, you know. There's just a lot of things that we have to do. We have to get rest, and that creates a stronger physical body. Our spiritual lives need maintenance as well. And so we've got to do this to remain healthy. So let's be proactive. Listen, I want to give you three principles. That's it, just three principles that I've learned over the years that have kept me strong in spirit. And listen, I really believe this with all my heart. These principles will impact you. They will help you transform your life. They become essential in my life. And you know what? they're pretty simple. So let's get to these. Number one, every day, spend time with God in the morning. Start your day off. Start your day off with time with the Lord. Listen, I look at it this way. Start the day looking up instead of down. In Psalms 5:3, David wrote this, and this is his commitment to God every morning. He said, "My voice you shall hear in the morning. Oh, Lord, in the morning I will direct my voice to you." And he says this, "And I will look up." Now notice that he goes, "And I will look up." Listen, I have learned that if we don't begin our day by looking up, the natural tendency is we're going to start looking down. And it's not what we want in life. We want to get up and take control of today. Listen, by the time most of us get up and get going, we start looking at the phone, we start looking text messages, reading emails, we answer a few phone calls, we're listening to the morning news, or we're just thinking about the things we got to do, the list, you know, the to-do list for the day. It just gets going in our heads. We start getting all this stuff in meditation, and usually it starts producing stress, a heaviness. And one of the most dangerous things is that we carry yesterday's anger, yesterday's pain, fears, frustrations into today. This is robbing us from living the life that Jesus wanted us to have. We can't allow this. It's time for us to take control. If we don't, our emotions are going to pull us in a downward spiral before we even leave our house. That's why it's so important. We've got to start our day talking with God. It's just about talking to Him. It's not about speaking King James. It's about talking with Him. Just talk to the Father. He wants this connection with you. He wants this relationship with you. And this is so important for your life to be successful. You have to understand this. God wants to talk with you. And it is wonderful to get in this connection with Him like this, this communication. It is so wonderful. And I know that once you start doing this, you're going to experience what I'm so excited about. Yeah, it's a great thing to have in my life. Just to start the day off. God, you're so good. You are so awesome. And I just love you. And I know that you love me so much. I know this day was created for me. And I know that in this day, I'm going to make a choice to rejoice. I'm going to make a choice to control it and do the right thing. That's going to not only benefit my life, but my family, my church. I mean, that's what you do. We just talk with him. And again, if you have needs, talk to him about those needs. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe in him. Listen, let's start the day looking up. Amen. Let's just look up and see him first. Now, we do this by putting him first each day. Now, again, we need to pay attention to him because he's paying attention to us. So let's do this. The second thing that I've learned is we've got to meditate on his word. The word meditate is the Hebrew word haga, and it literally means to murmur or mutter. And believe me, we all do this. You know, it's time we're going, "Oh gosh, I don't know why I do that. I don't know. I just don't understand why did we do it." And you mutter, you know, and usually it's not a positive thing. Usually it's about something negative, but we murmur. We're good at it. We mutter. And when you start thinking about that, you start realizing, wait a minute, God's just not saying, "Hey, let's just speak his word out loud," you know, and we're walking down the aisle at Fry's and we start confessing his word out loud. No, when we're meditating, it's actually, you know, under our breath, under, you know, small sounds, silence, not necessarily loud. You know, in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, God told Joshua this. He said, "Never stop reciting the word. Think about them day and night." Think about the word day and night. He said, meditate on it. And when you do this, you will faithfully do everything that is written in them. He's saying when you're meditating on the word, it's going to start becoming action in your life. And that's what we want to see. We want to see God's word working in us and through us. It's for the purpose of life. It's not for the purpose of, well, I can memorize scripture and show you where it's at. It's for us to put it to work, to use it in our life daily, so that when we're seeing things, when we're going through the process of life, we're allowing God's word to translate in the life, to be able to produce a different perception than the old way of life we've lived so long. He wants us to start seeing things his way. And, oh, they are great things. Psalms 1:1 says this, blessed is the man or woman, blessed. And that word means empowered to prosper. It's a covenant word from God to us. Blessed is a man or woman who delights in the teachings of the Lord and reflects on the teachings day and night. He meditates. She meditates on the word day and night. This is something so vital. We are great at meditation. The problem is we're meditating on the wrong things. We're meditating on things that are hurting us, not helping us. So let's flip it. Let's turn it from meditating on the negative to meditating on the positive. This is so vital for success. That's why God said, when you do this, you will prosper. You will have success. That's a promise to hold on to. Let's take advantage of God's word. Amen. Let's take advantage of it. The third thing I've learned is every day to take time to acknowledge God. Every single day, we need to acknowledge him. Psalms 119, 164 says, this is David talking, seven times each day, I stop and shout praises for the way you keep everything running right. David goes, seven times a day, I just got to stop and say, man, praise God, you're awesome. And, you know, there have been so many times where I just, in the store, in the mall, I just stop and I'll just start smiling. And I'll think, thank you, Jesus. You're so good. Thank you, Father. How awesome you are. And that's just because his word's popping up in my mind. His word is operating in my heart. I'm not perfect. And there are times when I don't feel like doing anything good. But because it's within me, this word's in me, and it's something that I do meditate on daily, it's going to overcome the bad. So the good me is going to overcome the bad me. And that's what I expect. That's what I believe. I might be in the dumps, but I'm coming out of the dumps. I'm going up on top because that's what my Father wants for me. He wants me to have success. And we've got to get in control of our lives. It's so important. So it's very, very good to pause, acknowledge that God is good. Also, he's God. I mean, come on. We're talking about the Creator. We're talking the one that brought forth everything. Light be. I mean, this is God. And here we are in relationship with him. Praise God. I mean, man, you're awesome, God. You are so good. So good. But we got to pause and recognize this throughout our day. When you do this, it's going to energize your life. And you know what else it'll do? It'll keep you connected in the abundant, successful life that Jesus came to give us. We're focused in on his goodness. We're focused in on his word. We start meditating on the word, and all of a sudden you're like going, this is so good. So good. And then you start praying, God, you're so good. I just want to thank you for how good you are. See what I'm saying? This is not a hard, difficult thing to do. Not at all. It's very simple. But I know at the very beginning, It can be a difficult thing just because we're not used to it. But if we can maybe get a little robotic in how we're doing this, you know, okay, number one, number two, number three, after a while, it'll start flowing in you. I mean, we learn that way and there's nothing wrong with it. You might not be all connected and as emotional as I am right now, but that's okay. I guarantee you, it's all going to come and it will become second nature to you. It's going to be life. Listen, friend, there's nothing more important than your relationship with the Father. Nothing. You know, when I start thinking about this, Proverbs 3:5 always comes to my mind. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In everything you do, acknowledge Him. And then this is what He says. And He shall direct our lives. Trusting God with everything and not trying to figure this thing out. Don't try to lean to our understanding, in which our understanding is tied to our past. We need to understand God's word, believe God's word, and start trusting Him. And when we acknowledge Him in our lives and acknowledge His word as this is first and foremost, He's going to direct our life. I believe if you can make these three principles a part of your daily life, I believe with all my heart, your life is never going to be the same. Listen, start right now. I promise you, your life will never be the same. Yeah, have a great day. Have a great day or an evening tonight. And I just believe that if we can just get hold of the stuff and start living it, oh, our lives are going to be changed. But you know what? The people around us are going to be affected by this good change. And we're going to impact life together. Hey, I love you. Have a great day. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Unlocking Truth with Pastor Dan McCluskey. To hear more encouraging messages just like this one, make sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel for past episodes. If you love what you received, please consider rating it and sharing it with your friends and family. For more great content just like this, visit PastorDanMcCluskey.com.